Welcome to the Dirt on Turf podcast. I'm your host, Chris Toppings. Today we have an amazing guest, but first, let's hear it from our sponsor. Netting professionals are improving programs one facility at a time. Netting professionals specialize in the design, fabrication, and installation of custom nettings for backstops, batting cages, dugouts, scoreboards, overhead netting, barrier netting, sideline netting, golf course netting, and much more. They also design and install digital graphic wall padding, windscreen, turf protectors, dugout benches, dugout cubbies, and more. Netting Professionals continues to provide quality products and services to many recreational, high school, college, and professional fields, facilities, courses, and stadiums throughout the country. Netting professionals are improving programs one facility at a time. Contact them today at 844-620-2707 or info@nettingpros.com. Visit them online at www.nettingpros.com or check out Netting Pros on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn for all their latest products and projects. AgStone is focused on providing its customers with more than just a great product. Offering a surprisingly affordable full-course wetting agent that is 98% biodegradable, reduces LDS, increases nitrogen uptake, and has no burn potential. One chemistry, multiple benefits. AgStone stays with you every step of the way, helping analyze and maximize potential through our products, technical knowledge, and customer support. To get more information, visit www.ag-stone.com, www.ag-stone.com, or email sales@agstone.com and ag-stone.com. Welcome to the Dirt on Turf podcast. I'm your host, Chris Toppings. Today we have Marissa Guerin from Toro, going to talk about some equipment. This is our episode 2 of Conversations with Toro. Welcome, Marissa.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Yeah, it's what's it been? It's been about 5 or 6 days or about a week since the conference, and it's a lot colder than it was then, I can assure you that. I know it's cold where you are, but it's very cold here. Compared, I came home to 5 inches of snow from the conference, so that was
Yeah, it's quite cold here as well. Not quite mowing season, but
that's right.
It's around the corner for some of us.
That's right. Well, give all the listeners, give them an introduction of yourself and Toro career anyway.
So I've been at Toro for coming up on 6 years. I've been in my current role for coming up on 2 years. So I am, my official title is Product Marketing Associate. I look over the Groundsmaster line, so the large and contour rotaries. I guess moving back prior to that, the other 4 years I was in the international division, planning all their trainings and events. So got a taste of the international distributor world, and now being in commercial, I still am considered global. So get to work with international still as well, but more on the product side. So large rotaries, so anything from the 5900 down to the 4000, and then contour rotaries from the 35 all the way up to the 47, and now, which we'll be talking about today, the Z-Master 7500. So very excited to take this on in the commercial division.
Yeah, we have I'm very used to the 4700 and as well as the 7200 Groundsmaster.
Okay.
I currently have one of those 7200 Groundsmaster where I am. Where I am now. Well, let's go into that. If any of you are familiar with the 7200, it's the
pretty much the zero turn mower, but the mower, this what's the 7,500? Isn't that correct?
This is the 7,500. Lots of numbers to remember. Yeah, I know.
The 7,500.
We say them like the back of our hand because we have to talk. We talk about it every day, but sometimes it's like, wait, which hundred is it?
Yeah. Well, if anybody was able to be at the conference and see this, you know, I don't have to explain it, but we are going to post pictures of this when we do this episode and when we post on Twitter. So you all will be able to see this piece of equipment, but I'm gonna let you go ahead. Tell us about the 7,500.
Yeah. So the Z-Master 7,500 144 inch. So 12 foot width of cut. So when you see this machine and when you see pictures of this machine, you'll see the wings on this mower equal productivity. I mean, you can cut through so much grass in so little time. And so not only are the wings wide, the mower moves fast. So I mean, the mow speeds are up to 10 miles an hour. And when the wing decks are flipped up in transport mode, you can move up to 17 miles an hour. So this mower equals productivity. I mean, it's powerful. It's powered by a 44 horsepower Yanmar turbo diesel engine. So, I mean, there is plenty of power to run the decks of these mowers and get from point A to point B and kind of have a fantastic operating experience and an all-day operator experience. And the operators that have had to test this machine and ride this machine have said how comfortable it is. I mean, the floor is, or the seat's ISO-mounted. So when you're going over those bumps and rocks, the seat, you're basically floating on that seat. You really don't feel the kind of the jarring motion if you're going over those bumps or divots in the turf. So and also and on the backside, there's it's a panel that separates you from the engine heat. So you don't have to worry about that engine burning you up over a long period of time. And if you're operating it all day. So I mean you have to get on this mower and try it to really see what it's like. It's a monster, and it's a fun mower to drive, and it gets the job done.
Yeah, I think what was impressive about it is just how, like, I just got done having this conversation with Sam about how well built the machine is.
Yes.
When you start adding these decks to things, you know, some people start to get scared, like, all right, what are we losing here because we're adding all this? Where's our loss? Is it productivity? Is it power? And then you just said both of that 44 horsepower motor is exactly what that machine needed. And if anybody hadn't seen this machine, you don't understand it until you see it. It is.
It's kind of, I've heard it described as almost it looks like an airplane could take off because the wing decks are so wide, but yet they say how maneuverable when they do demo it, how maneuverable it is.
Yeah. It's it was an impressive, piece of equipment. Is it already on the market? Is it already ready for sale?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now we are scheduled to release demo units to our distributor channel this spring and summer. So we're trying to get these units out to distributors and give them a chance to start demoing the units in front of their customers as I suppose grass starts growing, because it's hard to demo a unit in the snow. But so the spring is when the demo units get out, and then hopefully we are planning for a late summer, early fall introduction to customers. So
okay.
So it'll get right during mowing, right within mowing season.
That's right. Just in time to mulch up some leaves too.
Yeah, right.
So taken from the, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question. What is that the only motor that's offered on that machine?
It is. It's part of a larger series. So some customers might be familiar with the 96 inch, which actually this mower was built off of. So 96 inch deck is part of this series, as well as a 60 and 72 inch. The 144 is, I guess when it comes off the line, it's built with the deck. You can't interchange the decks.
How, I mean, So the 94, it has fold up decks as well, right?
The 96. Yeah. It kind of has like little winglets on the side, we'll call them. And they fold, but and I'm not off the top of my head, I don't know what they fold up to. And that's, I think that was one of the top questions asked at SFMA. I still have to get used to saying SFMA.
Yeah, me too.
So how does this fit on my trailer? What do the wings fold up to? Because at the show, the wing decks were down. And they want to make sure that it can fit through, let's say, narrow gates or narrow fences, or fit up on their open trailer. So the wing decks, when they're flipped up all the way, fold up to 83 inches, okay. Which 144 to 83, that's pretty darn narrow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And I'm sure a lot went into, there's locks on those decks, right? Where you can lock them.
So there are deck pins that you can put in.
Okay.
You can't access them from the operator seat. However, when, let's say, you're going for a longer distance and you're putting it on a trailer, there are deck pins that you can put in.
Okay. Yeah. That was my question. Because they're so, you know, they're so much bigger than the 96. I was like, well, man, yeah. I wouldn't want, you know, any,
just
I mean,
to have that extra, right.
Just in case
safety measure. Yeah.
That's right. So here's a tough question. What is the MSRP on this piece of equipment?
That I would say, along with the how narrow does it get, price is the next question. And it's marketed at $79,999, tongue twister.
Right.
So just under $80,000.
Right. How was the response at the conference?
You know, everyone was like, I can see that. I mean, I would say compared to other Z mowers, it's definitely on the higher end. But when they, okay.
You get what you pay for.
Yes, you get what you pay for. And when you can see just how much you can get done. And if, let's say, labor shortages, you don't have people to run mowers. Okay, so I can get two people's job done with this one mower. So
that's right.
Taking that into consideration is definitely important when you're making this purchase.
Yeah, definitely with the way things are now, with lots of turnover in personnel and not being able to hire people like we once were.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in the budget, you know, for replacement, I mean, that's the perfect. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're in golf. I mean, right. It's great for rough areas. It's great for non-play areas at athletic complex.
Absolutely.
You know, because you always have your fields at an athletics complex, and then you have your common areas. That's what we always call them.
Okay.
And then, of course, with those decks being able to float and the way it's built, it's great if you're going over mounds and.
Yep. And kind of ditch areas. It really does. The decks do flex up 20 degrees, down 15 degrees. So, I mean, you can go over those undulations, whether, like you said, at a sports field or at the rough at a golf course.
So what was the, and we didn't even get to the homeowner aspect of it, especially around where I live, there's a lot of farmland. So
okay.
A lot of people have large yards, like
right.
Most of the time when people do, if they do a custom built house, like on farmland that was their parents or they inherited or anything like that, usually they have a huge yard. I mean, okay. and it's perfect for some of these guys that I know that are farmers that have to mow beside the road, like some of their roads that I'm like, man, that, you know, they have to get the tractor out with bush hog and all this kind of stuff. And it's, yeah. So the other question I was going to ask, was the response about the machine overall at the conference? I'm curious about that as well.
Yeah. There was, I mean, excitement. And there was a lot of excitement and just the desire was obvious to get on the machine. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I just got to try this out. Because I mean, it's right now, it's the largest Z mower in the market. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard when they don't have a direct comparison to it. It's hard to kind of fathom driving a Z mower that's that wide, because maybe they're used to a steering wheel. Maybe they aren't used to a 12-foot stick steering mower. And so they're just like, I just got to try this. I just need to try it. And so they're like, I have to ask my boss if I can put this on my Christmas list, basically. Like I would say definitely some excitement around it.
Yeah. So are you aware of what brought Toro to decide to do this, to try this piece of equipment, and do this?
Yeah. And like I mentioned earlier, it was the 96, there was great success with that. And what we kept hearing, I love the productivity. I love the productivity. So building a bigger mower with a larger deck with the same kind of, I would say, design in mind as the 96 inch was kind of driven from that. So they, getting voice of customer from the 96 and other mowers is just, they have less people to do the job and they need to get more done. I mean, just because people go away doesn't mean work goes away. So when the team was designing this mower, it was productivity is number one. Yeah.
Yeah. And with it being just under, let's say with it folded up, it's just under 7 feet. 7 feet would be 84 inches. So it's just under 7 feet. Yeah. It's just under 7 feet. And I know the people listening to this, when I say when the decks are folded up, it's just under 7 feet wide. Yeah. I'm in the turf business. I've been in the turf business a long time. And everybody that's listening to this is like, 7 foot wide. What in the world?
Yeah.
I can assure you, when you see it with the decks down, when you look at it, you say there's no way that it's under 7 foot with the decks folded up. This piece of equipment is, just like I talked about the Field Pro a minute ago. It has that Field Pro it's got the build. You can tell it was well built. The engineering behind it, the metal that was used, everything that went into it was thoroughly thought out. And it was extremely well built, but the aesthetics that it leaves behind when it gets finished doing a job is what is so amazing. And this is the same thing for this piece of equipment.
Right. The quality of cut.
That's right. Right. That's exactly right. And it's people can't even wrap their head around that. But I think when it comes to the productivity, that's great.
Yep.
The power it has, that's good. The price. Yep. It's priced like everything else is. I mean, whether anybody believes it's too high, too low, or any of that, it's priced like everything else is going to be priced that would be in that realm of equipment.
Right.
And you know that that's what you're going to have to spend before you ever spend it. So
with
those said, when you look at all that, all those things are great. But as a turf guy, you're like, all right, well, how pretty does it cut?
Right. Like,
I'm all about being efficient.
Yes.
That's great. But at the same point, I'll spend a little bit extra money if it doesn't cut good and this one does cut good, you know what I mean? And that's a great selling point that maybe people haven't even thought about, the aesthetics of it, what it can do. I mean, I'm sure they sell a striping kit for it. I'm sure that it's going to have
this one does not have a striping kit.
Oh,
yeah. Just because of the, since they're wing decks. Mm-hmm. Can't have with the contours. Yes, you can have a striping kit on it, but with this one, you cannot at the moment.
At the moment. Yeah, I'm not worried. At the moment, you don't.
But hey, if we get enough feedback for trying to get some stripes somewhere, then maybe that's worth looking into.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. But I think just like you said, the productivity part of it, like how much it can do, and such little time is, and then it's a Toro, people, is pretty much maintenance free other than your basic preventative maintenance. That's correct. One thing I love about Toro. I've never had to do crazy things. I've always had great product support. I told Sam this earlier, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do all these conversations with Toro, because I've always been a Toro guy. If y'all built farm tractors, I will probably do that, but you don't. And everybody knows the farm tractor brands that are out there that are really good. But with this machine, I asked Sam the same question. He didn't like it, but I asked it anyway. Availability.
Yes. Yes. That's a hot topic right now.
You're thinking, you say that it would be available probably for people around the fall, right? Into summer, fall.
Later on this year. Yes.
Right. And that still looks pretty positive.
Yeah. I mean, like, yes. Given everything we know at the moment, I would say, yes, we're just could as get lucky. As a customer.
Yeah, you could get lucky. And then I think people are finally starting to come around to, I think people are finally not upset. Well, why can't I get it in a certain amount of time? I think they finally understand, well, they're doing all they can. I just can't get
it. Right. I mean, it's just, we just trying to get, I mean, like anything you're buying right now, right? It's whether it's a car, refrigerator, furniture, it's just, in your mind, you're like, okay, it's not an Amazon 2-day overnight delivery. It takes time. And unfortunately right now it's just taking longer. So, I mean, but based on what I know today, we're looking good to have it out to the market. But demo in the spring, talk to your distributor to demo it in the spring. So then when orders or the availability does open up, you've had that chance. That's what I would.
So this is a commercial piece of equipment. So I'm going to get you to tell everybody they need to talk. They need to call their normal distributor that they normally buy Toro products from. Yeah, this is not a homeowner. This is not going to be at your homeowner landscape Toro place, I would assume.
You'll most will need to go to their commercial distributor. To access it on the commercial side.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, what kind of warranty does it have? I'm curious about that.
Yeah, so that's a good question. So without getting into too much detail,
you tell us what you can. You know.
Yeah. So the warranty follows the RLC warranties.
Right. It's the basic Toro warranty. I mean, it's going to be offered. The basic Toro warranty is still going to be offered I know sometimes with certain pieces of equipment, sometimes things change.
Yes. No, this is the same. Yeah. So we follow the Toro. And since it's not, I say LC, let me just make sure that I am. So it's a 5-year, 1500 hour, first 2 years, no hour limit. I wanted to make sure I was saying that right.
Okay.
Because that's right. There's a lot of numbers thrown in there, but so it's a little bit different than our typical commercial warranty,
right?
But it does fall into the, I guess, LCE category. So that's landscape contractor.
Right. And so on those wings, how many blades are on the wings?
Yeah, so we can break it up into thirds. So you have your center deck and your two wing decks. There's two blades on each of the decks. And I keep referring to the 96 inch, but one of the blades on the 96 inch spins opposite than all the others. So one of the, I guess, recommendations was like, hey, can you get the same quality of cut, but have all the blades spin in the right direction? Because sometimes when my technician is changing in and out of the blades, sharpening them, he's going so quick and so fast and trying to get the blades changed out that all of a sudden the one deck isn't cutting because the blade's not spinning the right way. Mm-hmm. So more information that you want to know about the blades.
That's a great information though.
But there's six blades and they all spin the same direction. So you don't have to worry about that one blade on the end not cutting if you put it on backwards. They are all put on the same, and they're all the same size as well. So you don't have to worry about putting a blade that's too short or too long. And it's pretty quick and easy to get in and change out the blades.
And it's side discharge or rear discharge?
It's rear discharge.
Yep, that's what I figured. Yep.
Yep.
Oh man, that's I wish I was like showing pictures of this while
people, I know.
I think I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on the photo for the podcast. So when people are listening to it, they can look at it.
They can visualize it.
That's right. Yes.
It is hard. And I'm trying to think, going back to the decks, there's another question that came up a lot at SFMA is, can I cut with one deck up?
And that is a great question.
Yeah. And so it, and that's a, because some of our mowers, you are able to cut with one, two, or three of the decks. With this one, since it's all belt driven, you can, you have to cut with all three decks at all times. So you can't pop one wing up, which to people are like, oh, okay. Yep. That, again, that makes sense. But just to hear that, okay, I need to have all three decks down and engaged before I can start mowing. So if, so any, I guess, swath of land that is 12 feet wide, you can mow.
Right. Yeah. That's and it, yeah, I wish I need to pull a picture up of it.
Those decks to go, just to get the decks to go, I guess, up and down, it's a simple rocker switch. It's, and you just hold it down like you would any other button, and the decks go down. And to go through a narrow area or to transport, flip those decks up by holding that rocker switch. So it's really quick. The operator kind of control area is very, I would say, intuitive.
Did anybody ask the question about how easily does it get stuck?
As far as stuck.
Yeah, like how easily does it get like stuck, like if the ground's a little wet or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like any other mower. You got to know kind of your areas you're mowing. If it's, I think a, if wet,
somebody
area,
would ask that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, it is a, it's a two-wheel drive mower. Mm-hmm. It's I think it's just to be mindful of where you're driving it. You don't want to take it into a swamp or anywhere near water for that matter, but just kind of know the area, assess the area prior to mowing. And then like I said, it's a lot of power, but it's a lot of weight.
I can't remember. Does it have a cup holder?
There is a cup holder.
Oh, that's good.
I know that. Yeah, there is a cup holder, a little storage area so you can put your coffee, water, whatever you bring along with you on the job, and then place for your, you can, there's not a charger there, but there's a, I guess, a little toolbox. You can put your cell phone or walkie talkie or whatever you need to carry around during your day.
Yeah. What's the goal for, I mean, what is the goal for this piece of equipment? Like, what do y'all hope to see out of the next 12 months? Like, what do you think?
Oh man, it's one of those, it's, you want to see obviously customer acceptance and excitement about it. Mm-hmm. And you want them to be able to solve their problems with the machine that we designed. I mean, that would be the ultimate goal, is to making customers' life easier, and so that they can get their job done and make, whether it's parks, make them beautiful for the city that they work in, or maybe it's a college for the students. I mean, just to make the area that they're maintaining more, just a beautiful manicured area. That would be, I guess, in a broader sense with any of our mowers, is you just want them to make the, what they're maintaining beautiful, and they enjoy their job, and it makes their job easier.
Yeah, and I think that goal will be easily achieved. Definitely, like I said, I have one of the 7200 mm-hmm. Groundsmasters, and it's it's a solid piece of equipment. I mean, it runs great. I can't imagine. Used it today cutting some rough areas at the golf course. Actually, I can't imagine if I was making a 12-foot pass. That would have been great.
I would have been done a lot earlier than what I had
set out to be.
Yeah.
Are you all going to the golf show as well?
We will be down at golf show. With a little bit different set of equipment. Given that it is golf show, but we will be heading down there in a few short weeks. So it'll be, I'm assuming there will be some questions on this unit while we're down there, naturally, just because
they'll buy that unit. I can tell you that somebody in the golf business will buy that unit.
Yes. I mean, even at SFMA, there was some golf questions. And I mean, they're like, yeah, this would be great for the rough areas, or mm-hmm. even just, we'll say more of the public areas off of the course. So mm-hmm. kind of in the drive up area, kind of not necessarily part of the golf course, but more on the outside skirts of the golf course. So yeah, I mean, it'll naturally come up at golf show. This machine will not be at golf show, but we will be there to answer questions about it if it does come up.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we're getting to the, as we like to call it, the short rows. Do you know what the short rows are?
Are you from
Minnesota?
Most of my adult life, yeah.
Okay, so if you ever hear somebody say we're in the short rows, when you plant corn or beans mm-hmm. or anything like that in the field, you start, and when you get towards the end, you know, the field usually is at an angle. Those rows get shorter, so that's how you know you're almost done. We're in the short rows now. So if you ever hear that, see
the light at the end of the tunnel, short rows, same thing.
So if you ever hear it, we're in the short rows now, you know that it's getting ready to be over with. So, well, I tell you, it was a pleasure having you on. If anybody wants to, I'm going to post a link to this. It will be on the podcast description as well. It will be on Twitter. Toro will be tagged. Any questions about it, you can reach out to me. I will get you in touch with the right people. Go to toro.com. They have a great line of products in general, but we are highlighting some new pieces of equipment that you all really need to check out. Marissa, is there anything that you want to hit on?
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And yeah.
Yeah, it's been a great having you on. I hate if anybody's listening to this did not get to the show in Savannah. It was a great couple of days.
It was to
kind of reset. It was a great reset for most of us. So
right. It's a good start to the new year.
That's right. Well, it was a pleasure having you on. And if I have anybody that has some serious questions, I'll either send them to Toro or send them your way.
Fantastic.
Well, it was a pleasure having you on. And if we don't see you before then, we'll see you next year.
Sounds great. Have a good one.
Yes, ma'am.
This segment is brought to you by TurfMend. TurfMend is a patch repair product developed by a former golf course superintendent, designed for professional turf managers and homeowners alike to fill in those bare spots or worn areas of turf. TurfMend helps you save time and money by using high-quality professional ingredients so you will never end up with weed seed in your repairs. TurfMend is now available in two different formulations. One with USGA spec sand, peat moss, and grass seed. Or the second formulation, which has OMRI listed compost, peat moss, and grass seed. TurfMend is proudly sourced and blended in the USA. Repair the bear with TurfMend and go to www.turfmend.com for more information. That's www.turfmend.com, and make sure to reference Dirt on Turf when you place your order to get 10% off. Repair the bear with TurfMend.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Again, I'm your host, Chris Toppings, with the Dirt on Turf podcast. And before we leave you, let me remind you about netting professionals. It doesn't matter what kind of netting you need, whether it's for a batting cage, a dugout, driving range, backstops, check out Netting Professionals. Go to their website, www.nettingpros.com, or follow them on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. You don't want to miss out with these people. Give them a call. Let them give you a price. They'll take care of you. Until next week, I'm Chris Toppings. We'll see you then.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter @DirtTurfPodcast.